This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna be a beautiful St. Joseph's Day. A little bit warmer than St. Patrick's Day was. Highs today around 70, 75 degrees, something like that. Maybe a little bit warmer than that. It's going to be more humid, though, I'll tell you that. And it's more humid outside right now. And then 65 degrees right now and humid. Highs of almost 80 today. Then it turns windy tomorrow. Highs of 66, 67 on Sunday. Chilly start with lows in the 40s. Saturday and Sunday, highs in the mid-70s and sunshine, mixture of sun and clouds. So get out and enjoy it before it turns miserably hot and humid. And you know it's gonna. Cameron Henry joins us now, the president of the Senate for the state of Louisiana. Yeah. I think
Morning,
I get that
Tom,
right.
How are you?
I got that right, don't
yeah.
I, Cameron?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Also, a graduate of Tulane, and he's been on a bunch of different committees, and he understands how all of this stuff works in state government. And the reason I asked, Cameron, is when it comes to UNO, being in the UL system, being in the LSU system, I graduated from UNO. I don't know what the difference is. Let's talk about the overview, if you will. What is the UL system? What is the LSU system?
Well, the UL system is individual schools, if you want to look at that. Each individual school operates separately to where if we were going to fix, we wanted to get additional money for UNO, you would go to those individual schools, pull money from their budgets to give to UNO. LSU.
Wait, go back. It's like a conference almost?
Yeah, that's about. I mean, I'm trying to simplify for all the listeners.
No, I understand it. Yeah, because it's complicated stuff. But it would be almost like revenue sharing in a conference with the UL system, or not?
Correct. Now, would we actually do that to them? No, we would wind up just taking state general fund dollars and putting money towards their system. Excuse me, and then the system would move that money to UNO.
And when you say the system, Cameron, that is what
the UL system.
No, but what is that? Who is that? A board of people or what?
Yes, correct. Rick Gallo's head of it, and then there's a board that oversees all the schools in that system.
All right, now let's talk about the LSU system. What is that?
It's structured the same way, except LSU is one unit. It's not. There's individual schools, but they operate collectively. And again, resources. Most majority come obviously from tuition and then state appropriations directly. And I just feel that we've got to do something to kickstart UNO differently than what's been done in the past. And there's no need to point fingers and do all that. That's not really my style. I know that UNO is struggling, and you know that UNO is struggling.
Oh, yeah.
And if we're going to go to the Baton Rouge and say, okay, we need $10 million to keep UNO afloat. Okay. The next question they can say is, okay, well, what are they going to do between when we give them the money in next year to ensure that they're not going to need another $10 million. Like, when does it end? When are they self-sustainable? And the biggest problem is that UNO has multiple problems. One of them is their population. Student count has gone down drastically. At the peak, maybe we were up around 17,000, 18,000. Excuse me. Now we're hovering around 5,000. And they really haven't adjusted their faculty count to really mirror their student count. So that's why the speaker and I, and I appreciate the speaker kind of let me take the lead on it. That's why we asked everyone to, you have to do a study. The Board of Regents has to do a study to see what would happen if we, what would the effects would be of merging, of moving UNO from the UL system to the LSU system. Doesn't mean we're definitely going to do it, but the first step is to do a study. After the study is completed, then you have, we'll have to file some legislation in Baton Rouge. Excuse me, a little bit under the weather. You need about two-thirds vote. That's 26 in the Senate and 70 in the House to actually move the school to switch it from the UL system to the LSU system.
Let me take a break. You get a drink of water, and I want to find out. Well, I don't understand why we have a UL system to begin with, because they're all state schools, right?
They are, but that predates me, my friend.
I know, okay, but you understand what I'm saying? It would seem more efficient in these days of DOGE. That's national, I realize, federal, but when it comes...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
I'm just saying, government, it would seem like just put everything under one system, but maybe maybe I'm missing something. 720, talking to State Senate President Cameron Henry about UNO and going back in the LSU system. We'll talk more about it when we come back, I believe, and we'll find out. I think the senator realizes the importance of UNO, and Clancy Dubose talked about it building the middle class of the city, and I don't think he's trying to hurt anybody. I think he's trying to save it. 720, traffic now, WWL. All right, 724, Tommy Tucker, 725 call. We're talking to the Senate President Cameron Henry about UNO. And Cameron, or Senator Henry, I got to believe you know the importance of UNO, and your only goal here is to try to save the institution. Accurate?
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. I mean, but you also have to change the way we look at UNO, mm-hmm. right? I mean, think about after Katrina. The majority of the students that would maybe traditionally gone to UNO went to Southeastern, which is why that school grew so fast, and it continues to grow. We've got to move the idea of UNO just being a local school, like for local kids. We've got to move that past and really be aggressive in attracting out-of-state students that want to go to school in New Orleans. I mean, think about that. You want to go to school in New Orleans. And that's really what we're counting on through the LSU, assuming we do it, through that LSU partnership, is to have them help us attract students from outside of Louisiana that want to go to UNO. I mean, we need to increase the student count. We're not going to do that by simply focusing on all the kids that live in the New Orleans metro area. That's not going to work. We need to be more aggressive in attracting students from outside Louisiana. And I think with the LSU name, with their marketing, with how the number of students going, you know, applying for Baton Rouge, maybe we can siphon some of those kids off. You know, a kid that's from Kansas that wants to go to LSU Baton Rouge but just doesn't have the GPA to do it, maybe they can go to UNO for a year or two. LSU New Orleans or UNO, go there for a year or two, and then transfer to Baton Rouge to where we're increasing our student count. That's the goal.
So with the
whatever
name,
way we have to do, we'll do that.
Would the name of it change, and would that lead to more resources? And I guess I'm wondering, Cameron, it ultimately is a business model, right? When it comes to school, you got to provide the services, you got to have the customers or the students. I don't know which comes first. You got to have the degree programs. I know they lead the industry in naval architecture, I think it is.
Correct.
What goes first? How do you accomplish that? And it's a massive facility. I know. I graduated from there, and just think that huge campus with all those buildings now only has 5,000 students as opposed to, what, at the max, 8,000?
17,000.
17,000, yeah. So
17,000.
That's a big difference. How do you manage
Correct.
All of that?
Well, I mean, we're going to continue to invest in UNO. The question becomes, are you investing something that is structurally changing to where it can sustain itself, or we're just going to continue every year just to give it $10 million? I don't think there's a will in Baton Rouge to have UNO or LSU New Orleans, however you want to put it, fail. We don't want it to do that. So we're going to have to invest some money in it to try to attract students from outside New Orleans area. We're going to have to obviously reduce the faculty, reduce that count to where it mirrors up to the number of students they have, and then that faculty can grow, size can grow as the students grow. But you're going to have to invest some money in it, which we're going to do anyway. So if we're going to invest in it, let's have a long-term plan that can get the school self-sustainable. So we're not in a panic mode. No one is. This is a fire drill. We're going to be strategic with it, but we want to make sure the current students at UNO know that the school is going to be open for a long time. And anybody applying know school is going to be open for a long time. Naval Architect, they do some great work over there. So we just need to give it a little boost, both morally, not morally, I guess, motivation-wise, financially, and just PR-wise, to get the school up and running where it needs to be.
I think they're one of four schools when it comes to the Naval Architecture reputation that they have and the facilities that they have, one of four in the nation. So when it comes to academic standards, you talked about people that couldn't get an LSU Baton Rouge. What is the standard now between UNO and LSU? And I know UNO had an excellent academic reputation. I wouldn't want anything to happen to that. Thoughts?
No, it's not. But if you look at other states that have a like an LSU, where you have like the state school, mm-hmm. a lot of those other states have smaller satellite campuses around their state, where if a student can't get into main campus, they can get into a satellite campus. That's one of the ideas for UNO, not to lower the standard, but we've got to get students there, and we're not going to take whoever comes in. There's going to be a standard, but at the end of the day, we've got to increase that. We got to increase that student count.
So, process from here, Cameron, is a year of study. Is that what you said?
No. The study will be done by the time we begin the legislative session.
Okay.
So we can pass it, but yeah, we're not. This isn't. You have to study it by law. We're not going to do this for 2 years. UNO can't wait that long. So that study will be complete, submitted to the legislature to where if we want to pass legislation this session, we'll be able to do it when session starts.
If you had to read the tea leaves, I got to believe this goes into the LSU system, becomes LSUNO. I heard you say that a couple of times, maybe.
Right. I believe it'll become LSU New Orleans, and we'll move ahead to make sure the school is represents Louisiana well.
Thank you, Cameron. Appreciate your time. We'll talk again about some other things in the session. I hope you feel better. State Senate President Cameron Henry. We'll talk to St. Tammany Parish District Attorney Colin Sims when we come back about a tax proposition up for vote and the importance of that. Right now, 7:30, time for WWL First News.